ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சஹஸ்ரசீரஷ புருஷஹ சஹஸ்ராட்ச சஹஸ்ரபாத் சபூமிம் விஸ்வதோ வ்ருத்வா அத்யதிஷ்டத் தசாங்குலம் புருஷயே வேதகம் சர்வம் யத் போதம் யச்ச பவ்யம் உத மிருதத்வசேஷான யதன்னேனாதிரோஹதி ஏதாவானஸ்ய மகிமா அதோஜ்யாயாக்கம் ஸ்வபுருஷ பாதோஸ்ய விஸ்வபூதானி த்ரிபாதஸ்ய அமிர்தம் திவி த்ரிபாதோத்வஉதை புருஷ பாதோஸ்யேஹ பவாத் புனஹ ததோ விஸ்வம் விக்ராமதே சாதனானசனே அபி தஸ்மாத் விராஜோ அதிபுருஷ சஜாதோ அத்யரிச்சத பூமிமதோ புரஹ புருஷேன விஷ ஏவ யஜ்ஞமதன்வத வசந்தோ அஸ்ய சீதாஜ்யம் கிரீஷ்ம இத்ம ஷரத்தவிஹி சப்தாஸ்யாசன் பரிஹயஹ த்ரிசப்தசிமிசக்ருதாஹ ஏவ யஜ்ஞஹ தை யஜ்ஞம் பர்ஹிஷி ப்ரோக்ஷன் புருஷம் ஜாதமக்ருதஹ தேன தேவா அயஜந்த சாத்யா ரிஷயஶ்ச யே அஸ்தாத் யஜ்ஞ ஸர்வஹுதஹ ம்ருதம் ரிஷதாஜ்யம் பசோகம் ஸ்தாகம் சக்ரே வாயவ்யான ஆரண்யான் க்ராம்யான்ஶ்ச யே ஜிரேந்தாக்கம்ஜ்ஜேதாஜாயோஜ்ஜேதாவோஜ்ஜேதாத புருஷம் விதது கதிதாவ்யகல்பயன் முகம் கிமஸ்ய கௌபாஹு காவூரூபாத உச்சேதே ப்ராஹ்மணோஸ்ய முகமாசீர் பாஹுராஜன்யக்ருதஹ ஊருதஸ்யத்வைஷ்யஹ பத்யாகம் சூத்ரோ அஜாயத சந்திரமா மனசோ ஜாதஹ சக்ஷோ சூர்யோ அஜாயத முகாதிந்திரஶ்சாக்னிஶ்ச ப்ராணாத் வாயுரஜாயத நாப்யா ஆசீதந்தரிக்ஷம் சீஷ்ணாத்யோ சமவர்த்தத பத்யாம் பூமித்திஷஸ்ரோத்ராத் ததா லோகாகம் அகல்பயன் வேதாஹமேதம் புருஷம் மகாந்தம் ஆதித்யவர்ணம் தமசஸ்து பாரே சர்வாணி ரூபாணி விசித்ய தீரஹ நாமானி க்ருத்வாபிவதன்யதாஸ்தே தாதா புரஸ்தாத்யமுதா ஜஹார ப்ரவித்வான் ப்ரதிஷஷதஸ்ரஹ தமேவம் வித்வான் அமிர்த இஹ பவதி நான்யப் பந்தா அயனாய வித்யதே யஜ்ஞேன யஜ்ஞமயஜந்த தேவா தானி தன்மானி பிரதமான்யாசன் தேகநாகம் மகிமானஸ்ஸ சந்தே யத்ர பூர்வே சாத்யா சந்தி தேவா. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சத்குருப்யோ நமஹ. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் ப்ரஹ்மவித்வரம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் ஆஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம். ஓம் ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் ப்ராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரமதோபலமிந்த்ரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபனிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபனிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்தோ தே மயி சந்தோ. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். Now, let us remember the link. The first section, teacher and the taught, was brought together, Uddhalaka and Swetaketu. Question was, what is that knowing which everything is known? Karana vijnanena karya vijnanam bhavati. So this is the first section. Second section, Srishti Prakaranam begins. Teacher introduces Sat Brahman is the Moola Karanam. Sadeva Saumya Itamakra Asit. Then first Srishti, three Sukshma Bhutas were mentioned. Tejaha, Ap, Annam, Agni, Water, Prithvi. In the third section, grossification of three subtle elements were discussed. Stula Tejo Anna Srishti. And the process of grossification was Trivarkaranam was mentioned, intermixing. Stula Tejo Ap Srishti. Objective universe and subjective universe. Then the fourth section, Adi Bhautika Srishti was mentioned. Everything in the creation is born of these three elements only. Sun, Agni, etc. Each one has three colors. Rohitam, red. Shuklam, white. And Krishna. Red belongs to Agni. White belongs to water. And black belongs to earth. So fifth, sixth and seventh section, we saw the Adhyatmika Srishti. The individual body also is made up of these three elements only. Fifth section, we saw the food that we eat is divided into three portions. Each portion contributes to each part of the body. Earth is Annam. Sthulamsha go to waste and taste. Middle portion goes to health. Subtle portion goes to mind. Water, sthula. Sthula goes to urine and perspiration. Madhyama goes to blood. Subtle goes to prana. Ghee and oil, agni dattvam. Sthula goes to bone. Sukshma. Sthula goes to bone. Madhyama. Madhyama goes to marrow. Sukshma subtle goes to walk. These constitute our sthula sukshma karana sharira. Now, sixth section, this idea was established by the example of dadhi. How when it is churned, the butter comes up, so too food eaten will go upward to become mind. Annamayam is mind. Apomayaha pranaha. Tejomayaha vak. So this is the summary. Now, section 7. We are on the section 7. Shodashakalaha sumya. Purushaha. Panchadashahani. Maashihi. Kama mapaha. Pipapo mayaha. Prano na. Pipato. Vichetsyata iti. So annamayam hi manaha, apomayaha pranaha. The food that we eat becomes manashakti. This will later divides into different parts. Shodashakala in Aitareya Upanishad it is given, I think. Yeah, yeah. Shodashakala Prashna Upanishad also it is given. What are the Aitareya Upanishad Shodashakala? 16 mental capacities are given. They are samjnanam, ajnanam, vijnanam, prajnanam, medha, drishti, triti, matihi, manas, manisha, jyotihi, smriti, sankalpa, krutu, Ashuhu, Kamaha, Vasaha. These are the 16 kalas of the mind. So first annam become manashakti, later it divides into 16 powers, shakti. The moon you take in 15 days it waxes and 15 days it wanes. In keeping with moon, these 16 kalas are the calculated. Each day you eat one kala is added. If you start fasting each day, one kala will be lost, like the waning and waxing of the moon. After 16 days, he will lose all faculties. Therefore, man is called Shodashakala Purushaha. To prove this, the teacher asks the student to fast 15 days. If you fast 16 days, you may not be there because therefore only 15 days you fast. 16 kalas gone means gone. Mind is gone. Annashakti coming through mind, manashakti. When he was asked to fast, but allowed to drink water, as long as you drink water, prana shakti will survive. Now this is what is said in the first mantra, and second and third letters. Saha panchadashahani. Nashaya nashatha. Hainam upasasada. Kim bravi mipo ho. Itrijaha. Somya ejugamshi samaniti sahovacha navaima pratibhanti bho iti. So the Ketu 15 days na asha did not eat. He lost 15 kalas. ఆఫ్టర్ 15 డేస్ అథా హీ అప్రోచ్ ద టీచర్ కిం బ్రవీమి భో వాట్ షల్ ఐ టెల్ యూ దాన్ ఈజ్ అట్ రగ్ యజు సౌమ్య యజూగుంషి సామానీతి హోవాచ సో యజుర్వేద అండ్ సామవేద మంత్ర యూ సే ద స్టూడెంట్ వాంటెడ్ టు సే బట్ నథింగ్ ఈజ్ కమింగ్ టు హిస్ మైండ్ నవైమా ప్రతిభాంతి భో ఇది సో మై మెమరీ ఈస్ గాన్ చాంటింగ్ ఫ్యాకల్టీ ఈస్ గాన్ సో అన్వయ వ్యతిరేక మెథడ్ ద టీచర్ ఈస్ టీచింగ్ ద స్టూడెంట్ అన్వయ ఈస్ వెన్ అన్నం ఈస్ టేకన్ ఫ్యాకల్టీస్ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ వెన్ అన్నం ఈస్ నాట్ టేకన్ ఫ్యాకల్టీస్ ఆర్ యాబ్సెంట్ Therefore, annam is the cause for all faculties. Then Swataketu now asked to eat. Tam hovacha. Yatha somya. Mahato abhyahidas seikongkaraha. Khadyodamatraha parishishtaha. స్యాత్తేన తతోపి న బహు దేహే దేవం దహే దేవం సౌమ్య తే షోడశానాం కళానాం ఏకా కళాదిశిష్టా స్యాత్తయేదర్హి వేదాన్నానుభవస్యశానాథ మే విజ్ఞాస్యసీతి థర్డ్ మంత్ర టు క్లారిఫై దిస్ ఐడియా ద టీచర్ ఇస్ గివింగ్ a beautiful example of a fire. When the fire is lit full, it radiates, its radiation will go around. And not only it illumines itself, and it is able to illumine things around. Suppose the fuel is not given, then the fire will go off. And when it reduces to its ember form, if you ask the fire is there or not, fire is there, but at the same time it has lost its power. Heat is reduced and light is also reduced. When it is in full force, it reveals the existence of itself and the existence of other things around. When the fire is in this form, it can barely reveal itself. So for the fire is only an ember form, then it can barely reveal itself, but with that fire, it cannot reveal others also. Therefore, the teacher is comparing this fire to a firefly. Khatyoda means firefly. The firefly cannot light up the way. So too, when a man is in full force, he is capable of expansive and his presence is felt by all. But when he is in a dying person, his life is only that much to prove only existence, that is all. When that ember is fed with fuel, it will become a full-fledged fire. With one kala, you can never remember Vedas. You can remember that, only that what you exist, that's all. So, Svetaketo, please go and eat, then you remember everything. So this was told with an example of fire. So fire is kindled, it is full figure. Same way when mind fire is given, what is that? Food is given. The mind is in full vigor. Then it is able to remember everything. Not only that, his presence is felt, not only himself, others also. But then that the 15 kalas have taken, only one kala is there, like the ember. Fire is there, but it is not felt by others. Then, mantra 4. Sahashatha. Hainam upasasata. Tam hayat kincha. Papraccha sarvam. Ha pratipede. Papraccha sarvam. Pratipedeha. He ate and then approached his father. As he ate, one day his 15 kalas came. So it is said that when you are fasting, suppose you have fasted 15 days, the 16th day you should not eat, you know, like a glutton. Slowly you should eat, it seems. So 15 kalas came back, whatever the teacher asked, he was able to answer well. Therefore, the teacher wants to prove that annamayam hi soumya manaha. Then mantra 5 and 6. Tam ho vacha. Yatha soumya. Mahataha. Abhyahidas ekam angaram. Kadyoda matram parishishtam. Tam trineir upasamathaya. Prajjulayetena. Tatopi bahu dahet. Now the teacher is giving the connection. How a small ember becomes a huge fire by feeding straw, dry grass. So too, after fasting, one should not eat more. Slowly and carefully, one should eat. Suppose this small ember is there, you cannot put a big, what do you call, firewood on it, then it will go. So slowly, slowly with small, that's why the samit is there for, you know, Havan Kund. Those people put only samit first and then slowly when the fire is kindled, then only they'll put the big one. The same way here also, slowly and carefully one should eat. Like if a small fire is fed with a big log of wood, it will be put off. So too, after 15 days fasting, you are left with only one kala, only an ember. Now after eating 15 days, your all kalas come back. Therefore, you are able to remember the Vedas. So the point here, the teacher is making, annamayam hi manaha, apomaya pranaha, tejomaya vak. Sixth one will read. Evam somyate shodashanam.
Evam somyate shodashanam.
Kalanam eka kaladishishta bhud.
Kalanam eka kaladishishta bhud.
Saneno pasamahita. Prajwali, tayetarhi, Vedan anubhavasya annamayam hi soumya, mana apo mayaha, pranat tejo mayaha, वागिति तत्त्वस्य विजज्ञाविति विजज्ञाविति. Now this is the point. The conclusion is all the effects are from the cause, three elements. And the three elements have come from Sat, Lord. Therefore, once you know the Sat Vastu, you know everything that are born of Sat is as good as known. Sat Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati. Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati. Now, how to know Brahman? Jeevasurupa Vijnanena Brahma Vijnanam Bhavati. Therefore, hereafter the discussion will be Jeevasurupa. So, Brahmasurupa is already given so far. Brahmasurupa means what? Sat, the creator, Karana, Mula Karanam. Mula Karanam for the whole universe is Brahman, which is indicated here as Sat. Now what is to be done? That Mula Karanam, how it is connected to you. This is the topic next. Jivasurupa and the Vichara starts. So far we have seen Tatpada Vichara. So now, Tatpada Vichara, we saw Jagat Karanam Brahman. How that Mula Karanam, knowing that Mula Karanam, everything is as well known. Karana Jnanena Karyat Jnanam Bhavati. So this is good. Now from this eighth section onwards, you will see the Tvam Padartha Shodhanam. Mantra 1. Uddhalako Harunihi Shvetaketam Putram Uvacha Sopnantam Me Somya Vijanihiti Yatreta Tat Purushaha Sopiti Nama Sata Somya Tada Sampanno Bhavati Swamapito Bhavati Tasmat Enam Swapititya Chakshate Sumhi Apito Bhavati Sumhi Apito Bhavati. Now, you know yourself, then you will know Brahman. Jeevasurupa Vijnanena Brahma Vijnanam Bhavati. This is the tatparya of this particular section. Now, teacher has to establish that Jeevatma and Paramatma are identical. To know the Paramatma, you don't have to go anywhere. One is Jeevasurupa Vichara, then second is Jeeva, Jeevatma, Paramatma, Aikya. These are the two points to be established. Up to the 16th section, Tumpada Vichara and Asipada Vichara, you will see. Mean Tattvamasi will be completed. How the teacher is going to arrive at Jeevatma Sarupam is mentioned here in this mantra. The example is Sushupti. Sushupti Vichara. analysis of Sushupti experience. Analysis of the word used in Sanskrit, Sushupti. Supiti means sleeps. Supiti nama nirvachanam. Derivation of the word supiti, actually normally according to Sanskrit grammar, supiti is derived from the root sop, mean to sleep. But violating this derivation, the Upanishad is giving a new meaning, new derivation. This concession is allowed for Shruti. Shruti has got its own grammar. So, Chandasam, whenever that particular thing that Panini cannot explain, he'll say Chandasam. Now, 2 points are to be explained. One is, during sleep, you are merging with Paramatma. Pure Satrupam, which is Brahman. Jagat Karanam Brahman. Sat Vastu. So this is the one the Upanishad is going to prove. Now, through this, Upanishad is establishing, during sleep, you are merging with your own nature. Sat and Surupam are one and the same. You are Sat Surupa. So, Jiva Surupa Jnana is Sat Surupa Jnanam. Therefore, Sat Surupa Jnanena Sarva Jnanam Bhavati. Now, look at the mantra. Again, the name of the teacher and the student name is mentioned here because there is a topic turning point. So, the Tumpadartha Shodhanam, earlier it was Tatpadartha Shodhanam. So, therefore, a mention of the teacher and the student, that we should not forget the conversation between Uddhalaga and Swetaketu. Uddhalaga and Swetaketu. Sopna Antam. When the dream ends, means you sleep. It is not that, you know, generally we think that waking, dream and deep sleep, sequence. It's not like that. From waking, you go to deep sleep. Then, disturbance of the deep sleep is called sopnam. Then when the sopnam is over, again you go back to deep sleep. So, sopnantam. When the dream ends, you sleep, deep sleep. Sushupti. May you know the nature of Sushupti, I shall tell you. Knowing Sushupti is difficult because you are not there. Therefore, it is difficulty. Yatra etat purushaha. When this person sleeps, what happens to him? Sada sampanno bhavati. He merges into sampannaha means sat. He merges into sat. Because during pralayam, which was there before, only sat alone was there. During pralayam, what was there? There was nothing. You cannot say nothing was there. What was there? Existence was there. Sat was there. Because pralaya also exists. So there, you cannot say nothing was there. Pralaya also, Sat Vastu is there. The principle of existence is there. So during sleep also, all vyavaharas are gone. Pralaya and sleep is same, okay? Pralaya is total and sleep is what? Individual. Individual pralaya is sleep. That's why teacher is comparing here. During sleep also, all vyavaharas are gone and merges with Sat. Even the consciousness is not manifest. Consciousness means what? Awareness. Sentience is there, but that awareness is not there. Chaitanyam. He is not aware of himself nor others. After waking up, he is able to speak about sleep. Chit, Ananda. These two faculties are not recognized. It is there, but not recognized. Both are in latent form. Only Sat alone is there present in the time of sleep. So, what is the name of the person who sleeps? He is called Sopiti. Som apito bhavati iti Sopiti. Now, here Upanishad gives a different definition for Sopana, means deep sleep. Som apito bhavati iti Sopiti. One is merged into his original nature. I am merged into my Sarupam, and Sat is my Sarupam. So sleep is very important, okay? Sleep is where you are going home. That is why we like to sleep. And somebody is always sleepy, don't complain, because it is his nature to go back to his own real state. That's why if you don't sleep, you go crazy, isn't it? So this sleep, here the teacher says, you are going. That's why nobody complains. Everything else we complain, but when it comes to sleep, nobody complains. Even though you don't know what will happen, you have no idea. But still we are not afraid of going to sleep. Think about it. Unknown. It is unknown to you what will happen in the sleep. You don't know. But still we are very confident. And we want to go to sleep also. Today also I have to sleep. Nobody says. Because we are eager to go to our own Sarupa. And I, that Sat alone, is everyone's nature. All others are not our true nature. I am. That is common in waking, dream and deep sleep. Any attribute you give, you become that. Ears become active, I am hearer. Or eyes become active, I am seer. So, I am part alone is permanent. Everything else is temporary. So, before creation, my nature was Sat. Sadeva Saumya Idamagrasid. Therefore, in sleep, I go back to my Sarupam, Sat Sarupam. Gadasurupam and Gadakaranam, both are clay. Jivasya Karanam is Brahman, and Jivasya Surupam also Brahman. Karanam eva Karya Surupam. Whenever a Karya means effect is resolved into its Surupam, which is Karanam. So, a Karyam resolves itself into Karanam. When does the Jiva resolves? During sleep. His individuality is merged. When we merge into what? Our Sarupa alone. Pralayakale Ishwara go back to Satsarupa. Then Supnakale, sleeping time, Jiva goes to his own Satsarupa. So that is why I think still science has not established when you go to sleep where the mind rests. You see, it doesn't rust in the body. Where does it rust? It rusts in consciousness. That is why it is so endearing and it is battery charge. You charge your battery when you sleep. Where do you charge? Paramatma. So this anubhava is already there. So that's why this Advaita Anubhava is not something that is new to you. See, it is not something that is in the meditation you have to experience Advaita Atma. If you say, then you will never experience. Swamiji, 20 years I am meditating, nothing is happening. Please, nothing will happen. Because it is not happening. So Advaita Anubhava you already have in Sushupti. You don't need a new Anubhava. What is there is to recognize that this is my state. That recognition has not taken place. Now mantra 2. Sayatha. Shakunihi sutrena prabaddho. Disham disham. Paditva anyatrayatanam. Alabdva bandhanam evo pashyata. Evameva khalu soumya. Tanmano disham disham. Paditva anyayatanam alabdva. Pranameva upashyate. Pranabandhanam hi soumya. Manayiti.
Yes.
What happened in sleep is beautifully mentioned with an example. Samsari jiva is searching for a support. It travels all over and gets tired and still doesn't know where is the ashraya. Due to tiredness, he come back to his surupa. How do you know? Because it has come to his own state, because it is relaxed and peacefully. He is relaxed and peacefully sleeping. So sleep is the his own abode. Not knowing his own state, is with himself, he search for his state elsewhere. Like here is an example given, a bird which has been tied to a pole in a ship in the middle of the sea. Imagine that. Having gone all over, not finding any resting place, the bird come back to the same pole where it was tied. The Jivatma bird fly all over seeking pleasures, love, money, security. But not finding peace anywhere, come back to the very place where it started. Like the bird, Jivatma come back. But Jivatma is tied to Paramatma. like a pot is intimately tied to clay. Mithya cannot be away from satyam. So this is the point. With this you know your Swarupa is Sat Brahman. When you drop all your attributes, then you come to know you are that Sat Swarupa Brahman. How can I drop? You cannot go to sleep all the time. When you go to sleep, you are in Sat Swarupa. You have dropped everything. That's why going to sleep also, if you look at it, it's very interesting. You analyze the sleep episode. Whatever that is dear to you, when you are really sleepy, it's not dear to you. Is it not? Think about it. Your real darling little child want to play with you. Better not now, tomorrow. And you have weakness for this food, particular food, cheesecake, let us say. And then you are lying down in the sofa, is almost getting into sleep. That wife come and tell you, thoda, one spoon. Nah. Not interested. What vairagya, think about it. So, why? Because that sleep is so endearing. So, when you automatically drop all your attributes, so dropping the attribute by understanding that they are unreal, incidental, not real, that is the only way. You cannot drop everything deliberately, consciously, but see that they are unreal. The fallacy, falsity has to be seen. That takes a lot of time. Vichara, we do vichara, we understand also. It is not that we don't know. The fallacy of the world and the material pleasures, all of them we know. It's not that we don't know. But dropping is very difficult. You know why? Intellectually, we have understood. Mentally, we have not accepted. So the mind is the one that has to accept this phenomena. Mind is very pragmatic, very practical. It sees joy, you know, at least temporary joy it is there. So why should I give up that? It has not discovered the permanent joy. If it discovers that, it will give up automatically. But it was told by the Shastra or his own intellect, reasoning, it is told that there is a joy better than this. And it also experiences in sleep that joy. But it is unaware. So therefore, mind resists. Now the entire religious discipline in our whole Shastra is directed towards this mind, not intellect. All our religious practices, pilgrimages, the tapas, upasana, rituals, all of them for what? Convincing this mind. And what convinces whom, we don't know. That is a problem. You know, some people, certain thing convinces each other. Certain things doesn't convince. That's why we have different gurus are there. Different paths are there. So as many people, that many paths are there. Some people get fascinated by somebody's doing miracle. Ha, some people never get fascinated with those also. Nothing works, hits them. Then what to do? Better luck next time. Is another way. So, to be a jnani, one need not stop one's vyavahara. It is another thing, that unless you give up everything and go to Himalaya, sit under a tree, you cannot realize truth. That's why Bhagavan said in Gita, Pashyan, Sunnan, Spashyan, Chikran, Nasnan, Gatchan, Saban, Sasan, Pralaban, Visajan, Grannan, Unmishan, Nimishan, Nabi, Indriyan, Indriyarte, Shvartanda, Iti Dharayana. So, here the teacher is pointing out that Shariram is born out of Annam. Through the Sharira Karyam, understand Annam Karanam. Annam means Prithvi. Through Annam, one can know Jalakaranam, because Prithvi has come from Jalam, and Jalam has come from Agni. Agni has come from Sat. Satkaranam, Brahman. So, Ashanaya, hunger, as to eat, Ashitum, Icha, Ashanaya. So, here as he gave derivation for Sopiti, now for Ashanaya, also the Shruti gives another interpretation. So, the whole idea is what? The Sopna, sleep. The sleep, the teacher wants to prove that you are going back to your own Sarupa, Sat. So that Sarupa is where, is right here with you. It is not elsewhere. So understanding your own self is understanding the total Brahman. So this is the idea. Now, in order to bring that point, he analyzes the water up and then our Agni, both. Sayatha Shakuni, oh, that we saw. Sakayatha Shakuni Sutraena. And Ashana Pipase.
Ashana Pipase.
Me somya,
me somya,
vijani hiti,
vijani hiti,
yatraitat purushaha,
yatraitat purushaha,
ashishishati,
ashishishati,
nam apa eva,
nam apa eva,
tadashitam nayante,
tadashitam nayante,
tat yatha,
tat yatha,
Gonayo Ashwanayaha,
Gonayo Ashwanayaha,
Purushanaya,
Purushanaya,
Ittevam,
Ittevam,
Tatapa,
Tatapa,
Achakshate,
Achakshate,
Ashanayeti,
Ashanayeti,
Tatredashringam,
Tatredashringam,
Utpatitam,
Utpatitam,
Somya,
Somya,
Vijanihi,
Vijanihi,
Nedamamulam,
Nedamamulam,
Bhavishyatiti,
Bhavishyatiti.
Now the teacher is entering into another derivation. Next word is Ashanaya, like he analyzed Sushupti, here Ashanaya. Now there is a normal derivation is Ashitum Icha Ashanaya. desire to eat is an asanaya. When you are hungry, therefore asanaya means hunger, a condition which make you eat. Upanishad wants to derive the meaning on its own. Therefore, it is a Upanishadic grammar, Vedic grammar. So, Upanishad says it does not mean hunger. It is only a secondary meaning, gaunartham. Then what is the primary meaning? The primary meaning is the digestive juice in the system is the primary meaning of the word asanaya. It reasons out when the digestive juice function in the system, the juice takes away whatever food that you have eaten and converts that food into nourishment and energy. This is the job of digestive juice. When the digestive juice is empty, you develop empty in the stomach, then you develop a desire to eat. Therefore, digestive juice causes hunger, and therefore hunger becomes the secondary meaning. Digestive juice is the primary thing, not hunger. So, whenever a thing gives joy, like music is joy, music causes joy, and therefore we say music is joy. So too, money is everything. Money is the cause for everything you want. Similarly, the hunger is the effect. The cause is digestive juice. And therefore, Upanishads take the primary meaning, that is digestive juice. Then the question is, why do you take the digestive juice as primary meaning and the hunger as secondary meaning? Upanishads say, because of this particular derivation of the word asanaya, asha plus naya. Asha is derived from ash, to eat. Ashitam annam means eaten food. Naya means carrier. Nayati, ni nayati. That which takes away, derived from ni nayati leads. So ashitam nayati iti ashanaya. This is a derivation of the Upanishad. Whatever carries the food all over the body is called asanaya. Therefore, the digestive juice is the one changes the food into fat, vitamins, blood, marrow, muscles, etc. Hence, the meaning of asanaya means the digestive juice. And when the digestive power converts the food into energy, what happened to the stomach? Stomach is empty. Therefore, you feel hungry, hunger. So, digestive juice causes the hunger. So, dear boy, from me, asanaya, pipase, hunger and thirst, vijanihi, know, learn. When a person desires to eat, tatra karanam, third mantra. Tatra karanam, the cause is apaha eva. The digestive juice which is in liquid form. Ashitam nayante, it empties the stomach. When it empties, then it wants to get filled up. Such terms are there in our common usage. Go nayaha, a cowherd boy who leads the cows for grazing. Similarly, Ashwanayaha. All these examples given here. Gonayaha, Ashwanayaha. Ashwam nayati iti Ashwanayaha. దేర్ఫోర్ అశితం నయతీతి అశనాయ. సిమిలర్లీ ద లీడర్ ఆఫ్ మెన్ పురుష పురుషనాయ. సో ఎక్స్టెండింగ్ ద సేమ్ రూల్ లైక్ డైజెస్టివ్ జ్యూస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అశనాయ. గోనాయ పురుషనాయ వయసే అశనాయ బికాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ ఫెమినిన్ జెండర్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అశనాయ. నౌ వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దిస్? వాట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రయోజనం? ప్రయోజనం నాస్తి. సిన్స్ డైజెస్టివ్ జ్యూస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అశనాయ, ద డైజెస్టివ్ జ్యూస్ కన్వర్ట్స్ ద ఫుడ్ ఇన్ టు బ్లడ్ మ్యారో ఫ్లష్ ఎట్సెట్రా. బై దిస్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ ద ప్రొడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ అన్నం. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫైనల్ థింగ్. అన్నం అలోన్ ఈస్ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు బాడీ. దేర్ఫోర్ అన్నం ఈస్ కారణం అండ్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ కార్యం. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ ది ఐడియా. సో అన్నం మీన్స్ పృథ్వీ ఈజ్ బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ జలతత్వం. అగ్ని ఈజ్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ జలం. అగ్నేహే కారణం సద్బ్రహ్మ. దేర్ఫోర్ ఆల్ శరీరంస్ ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ సద్బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ద కనెక్షన్. షుడ్గం శృంగం షూట్ ఆర్ కార్యం ఇఫెక్ట్ బోర్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ అన్నం. అశితం అన్నం ఈజ్ ద కాస్ ఇతి విజానీహి. దస్ వన్ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ నో ఈఫెక్ట్ కెన్ కమ్ వితౌట్ కారణం. సో అన్నం ఈజ్ అ కారణం ఫార్ ద శరీర. ఫర్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ ఆల్ దిస్ రౌండ్ అబౌట్ వే ఈస్ గాడ్. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ స్ట్రైట్ వే, ఇట్ శృతి ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టేకింగ్ ఆల్ ద ట్రబుల్. Now, fourth mantra. Tasya kwa moolam.
Tasya kwa moolam.
Syat anyatrat anna deva meva kalu.
Syat anyatrat anna deva meva kalu.
Somya annena
shung.
Shungena po moolam anyuchad bhi. సౌమ్య శృంగేన తేజో మూలం అన్యుచ్య తేజసా సౌమ్య శృంగేన సన్మూలం అన్యుచ్య సన్మూలా సౌమ్యే మాః సర్వా ప్రజా సదాయతనాః సత్ప్రతిష్టాః. ఐ విల్ సే దిస్. తస్య శరీరస్య కారణం. వాట్ కాస్ బి దేర్ ఫర్ దిస్ బాడీ అదర్ దాన్ అన్నం? అన్నాత్ అన్యత్ర అదర్ దాన్ అన్నం వాట్ కాస్ కాస్ క్యాన్ బి దేర్? తస్య క్వ మూలం స్యాత్ అన్యత్ర అన్నాదేవమేవ ఖలు మూలం. ఫ్రమ్ అన్నం ఇట్స్ కాస్ జలం. ఫ్రమ్ జలం ఇట్ కాస్ అగ్ని. ఫ్రమ్ అగ్ని ద కాస్ ఈజ్ సత్. నౌ దిస్ ఈజ్ ద పాయింట్. సన్మూలాహ సృష్టి కారణం. సదాయతన స్థితి అబోడ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ సత్ ప్రతిష్ట లయ కారణం. సదేవ సృష్టిస్థితి లయ కారణం. ఫ్రమ్ హుమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్ హుమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సృష్టి స్థితి లయ కారణం. వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ సత్? ఆల్ జీవాస్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ సృష్టి స్థితి లయ ఇన్ సత్ బ్రహ్మన్. నా ఇండివిజువలీ ఆల్సో యు టేక్ సృష్టి స్థితి లయ. వేకింగ్ ఈ సృష్టి, స్థితి వాట్? విఆర్ లివింగ్. లయ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇన్ స్లీప్ యు గో బ్యాక్ టు Paramatma only. From this what we get is Sat alone is the Upadana Karanam. Karana Vijnanena Sarvakaryam Vijnatam Bhavati. By knowing Sat, everything is known. Now how to know Sat? By explaining sleep, the Upanishad has already proved that Sat alone is the Surupam of Jiva. Therefore, never ask the question how to know the Sat, because you are Sat. Like pot is asking how to know clay. How do you say, oh potty, you are clay. And the pot should never try to know clay, because pot is clay. In order to know clay, what is to be done? The pot has to separate from clay and then only it can see, which is not possible. Same way we are asking, what is Sat? In order to know Sat, you have to separate yourself from Sat, which is not possible. Then what happened? You become Asat. Asat will not know Sat. So too, you should never try to know Sat Brahman, because you are Sat Brahman. Okay. There is one more derivation is there in the fifth mantra. We'll see. Tomorrow we'll see. We'll complete this chapter tomorrow. Om Purnamadat Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Shanti Shanti Shanti.